Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Prune to Thrive, was written by Adam Holes. As I watched a bumblebee land lightly on the Russian sage, I marveled at the bush's lush branches exploding with color. Its brilliant blue blossoms attracted eyes and bees alike. Yet, only last fall, I'd wondered if it would ever blossom again. When my wife's parents trimmed the periwinkle plant down to a stub, I had assumed they decided to get rid of it. But now I was witnessing the radiant result of pruning that had seemed brutal to me. The surprising beauty that results from harsh cuts may be one of the reasons Jesus chose pruning imagery to describe God's work among believers. In John 15, he says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful." Jesus' words remind us that in the good times and bad, God is always working in us towards spiritual renewal and fruitfulness. During pruning seasons of suffering or emotional barrenness, we may wonder if we'll ever thrive again. But Christ encourages us to continue to stick close to him, saying in verse 4, "No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." As we continually draw spiritual nourishment from Jesus, the resulting beauty and fruitfulness in our lives will show the world God's goodness. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 12. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, when we're facing difficult circumstances, help us to trust that you are at work in our lives and are always pruning us to reveal the full and beautiful creation that we are. We pray for those today who are discouraged and struggling. May they be reminded of your love and care, and remember that you are always good and are always working for our good. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.